Hello and welcome to episode 183 of the 6-1 IndyCast, aka PAX East Day 2. Ooh, baby.
Yay!
Tonight we're joined by Harry Lazidis.
Hello.
Kyle Stevenson.
Hi.
And for the first time ever?
Yeah.
What is the Green River?
We were planning on having him on IndyCast a few months ago.
Yeah, it was like right before the
holidays. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But something came up and so we'll have to do it again.
What's happening now?
Nothing better.
It's happening now, too, yeah.
Right now. World premiere.
World premiere.
We're chugging an emergency, you know?
And we're replying to PR.
Fine nails.
Yeah.
Asa?
Yeah.
It's lovely to see you this weekend.
Oh, it was amazing.
Last time I saw you was East last year, right?
It's been a year.
Yeah.
That's a sad fact. Like, we don't live that far apart.
I know. Well, especially now.
Yeah. Even closer now.
Yeah, I was thinking about, we were kind of talking about this yesterday, where, like, it feels like this year is a continuation of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't feel like, I don't know, that feels like
it's the last was part one, part two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So masterpiece.
This is an indie game podcast. I don't know what that game is.
Oh, shut it. You're wearing a Make Souls Dark Again beanie. Get out of here.
Asa, for folks who don't have the pleasure of knowing who you are, who you be?
I'm an enigma.
Yeah, baby.
I'm all over gaming. So I make content, Borderline Entertainment, twitch.tv/BorderlineEntertainment, youtube.com/BorderlineEntertainment. That drip is slow for those who don't follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you prefer to call it, at agreenriver07. My computer died. Mm-hmm. So the content drip has been slow, but I put stuff out when I can on those channels, so you should still follow.
Absolutely.
But, you know, other people know me from the other side of games, where, you know, did community management, some game dev work, nonprofit. I'm just kind of like the person who you're like, oh, wait, you're here too? The guy in your hometown who you've seen at every single store, and you're like, there's no way you need to shop at all of the places. Yeah. That's me.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure to have you here, finally. Pleasure to see you. I could touch you.
Well, there's a lot of touching.
With consent.
Yes.
We're going to start with you. What did you play today?
What did I play today? This is where the day's been so long that it's like, let me pull up.
We're also so quick. It's like
so
it's
quick.
It's going really fast this year.
It's a little sad.
Yeah. It's like, I'm generally kind of, like, I'll be thankful once I'm home. But, like, I'm kind of bummed we're not doing Sunday.
Yeah, a little bit. Because there's so, I mean, we'll get into it. I only played two games today.
Right.
But
I played nothing still. Spoilers.
There's still so much that I want to get my hands on and people to talk to and hang out. The hanging out part is the bummer because I just wanted to hang out with all of you
at
the same time. But
yeah,
you're all doing different things in different locations. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a sad part.
Yeah. Going back to my little desk in the basement where you work every day and stare at a computer.
It's not that small. I've seen it.
Okay. Half of it has been taken up by dollhouses and dolls, and so I got to look at my little corner.
Okay. That's a great indie game.
Little corner?
The doll corner?
Desk management.
Desk management.
You know what?
You know what?
Midlife crisis, the game?
No, let's talk about some games. Let's talk about games I played today. I actually did play a good handful.
Hell yeah.
Starting off, Animal Well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's talk about it even more. I fucking love this game.
Wow. Can I just say that game is a love letter to kids of the 80s and 90s.
Interesting, yeah.
The feeling of, and I don't know, you know, where everybody's at listening and also recording, you know, where you were at during the 80s and going into the 90s. But, you know, when I'm playing The Legend of Zelda on the Nintendo, there aren't prompts telling me where I've been and what I've done.
Yeah.
There aren't checklists telling me what I've done. There isn't a map that I am getting little points grayed out so I don't have to go back. I'm having to write everything on paper. And Animal Well, legitimately, as I'm sitting there playing it on the Steam Deck, looking beautiful as all hell.
Mm-hmm. It was an OLED, right, they had?
Yes. The crisp. Clear.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The art style, the sound design, all of that is phenomenal. It's hard, you know, it's got some challenge to it that I was not expecting. But having to like write things down of, okay, well, you know what, back in this room, I remember that there was something that I did I need to go back to. You know, hey, there's this ghost thing, I tried this, this, and this, and that didn't work. You know, having to really keep stock of what I'm doing, because I feel like gaming, and I'm not calling people lazy, but I think gaming has made gamers lazy.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's doing everything for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, tell me where to go. Pick up this item.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, hand-holding. But
critical thinking goes out the window.
Yep.
There's no hand-holding, and in interviewing the devs today, that was intentional. This game isn't meant to hold your hand. There's a level in this game of do-it-yourself, and it's obviously not like completely throw you to the wolves, because there are, you know, there are the modern things. There is a map, you know, there is inventory management and whatnot. But yeah, it just it really set the tone for me today, and I'm like, it's gonna be hard to live up to this. But then I played Pioneers of Pagonia.
Oh,
okay.
And in a 30-minute demo that ended up being an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
I was so in love with this game.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the pitch?
The pitch is, and I hate comparing games to games, but the pitch is SimCity, City Skylines meets high fantasy.
Okay.
You know, meets Fable. I think if you played the Fable series, that aesthetic, that is really on point for how this game looks. But the amount of detail and the amount of work that this team, you know, coming out, and all these people coming out of Germany put into this, it's incredible. You know, when you are... And it's peaceful, you know, so it's not like an RTS where you're just trying to conquer and kill and destroy.
Yeah.
It's really city management, people management, community management. And, you know, when you're building these cities and you've got your resources, you can actually scroll in, you know, zoom in really, really far and count every single thing that you have. You can follow each little villager along their day. They have a button that removes the HUD and makes it kind of nice and dreamy and peaceful, and you can literally just watch the people that you're helping live.
Yeah.
Live. And it is just one of those games that I feel like I'm going to lose myself to. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those. I don't know if anybody has played the mobile game Polytopia.
Mm-mm. I've heard of it.
But that's one of those that I can just kind of sit if I'm having trouble falling asleep, and I'll just play it for hours, and sure. It probably won't let me fall asleep because yeah. I'm just too invested. Mm-hmm. But it's that peaceful that I can just chill back.
That's nice. A little inside baseball. Funny enough, were you at the Deathbound booth when this situation happened? When we linked up with Kate Sanchez on Thursday, I guess. That was only yesterday.
I'm still convinced it's Saturday.
Yeah. She had an appointment with them.
Oh,
and
yes.
And on the physical map, that booth was right next to the booth that me and Kyle are working. But there was no booth there. It was just like it's a hallway.
On the printed map.
Do we want to go incorrect? Hardcore about our frustration?
And then the app on the phone says it's on the opposite side of the hall, and they didn't tell anybody.
Oh wow!
So it seems like they were like they shifted the map around a little bit.
Is
yeah.
There's been
not
a lot of issues with the map.
Blame the big guys again, but I feel like maybe a.
It's empty.
I kicked a thing.
For the record, not empty.
It's actually not empty at all. I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. No,
sure.
Do you need me to do calculus to prove it's not empty?
I definitely don't need you to do calculus right now.
We can kind of. This is literally what I'm teaching next week. But
I feel like with Nintendo dropping in at the last minute, it like made people shift around maybe. But
really?
I don't know.
I didn't even.
Well,
because there's nothing to visit.
Yeah, you can take a picture with a Pokemon wall.
Yeah, I literally did
draw
that
chalk on the
for
wall.
4 seconds. I'm like,
Pokemon
what
DLC that's
out. Already out.
Been out?
4 months.
Like, yes.
I thought, I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow, I think we said this on air last night, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow, because it's the busy day.
But
have they ever
today's
done that?
Today's release day for Princess Peach.
I'm not talking about Peach, I'm talking about Paper Mario and Luigi.
No, there's no way they're midway no way. Changing.
They've
it.
Done that before.
I know, but
when?
I mean, why not do it
almost
for
every
Peach's pass. Day? You know what I mean?
Because I don't think they are that confident in that game.
I think it's reviewing
It's
well.
Reviewing very well.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is overall positive.
Okay, I take that back.
7 through 9?
No, but if you go down, like, when you enter, when we go down the escalator, you can see there are, like,
stations
covered up.
Yeah, I have no doubt they're probably planning something.
Yeah, there's they have shit locked off.
Sure.
So.
Oh, see, I didn't even give it a second thought to look.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll walk around.
Yeah, kind of. I'm like, let me look at the Larian castle instead of blank space. So that was my options.
Harry.
All right, so I'm going to start off.
We'll do a little round robin.
Banger of a game.
Okay.
Fretless.
Yeah, so, tell me about it.
The Wrath of Rifson.
The Wrath of Rifson. Wrath of Rifson?
Yeah, did I say that word?
Oh, just terrifying.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So, it is a game developed by Ritual Studios. The publisher is Playdicious Originals. And they've been coining it as a guitar PG.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because you're playing as a character who has this like powerful ability to use guitars and music to fight bad guys. And the bad guys can be like mushroom monsters, corporate suits, really bad guys with giant guitars that almost look like Buster swords. So that was really rad. And it's a turn-based RPG, so every time you move, you have three riffs or abilities or attacks or whatever that you can use either in concert with each other or something to build up your power gauge to do a super move, which is kind of like the Final Fantasy thing. The music is an absolute banger. The variety of the music ranges from guitar stuff to piano stuff to electric piano, bass, and a few other things that they have under wraps until the game comes out. But there is no short supply of different types of music you can play, as well as different play styles. So, like, the acoustic guitar has a whole different game set than the bass guitar, and those were the main two that you were able to play in the demo. And it was kind of a micro RPG, because I asked, like, all right, is this going to be, like, a full-blown 40-hour? He's like, no. The goal is, like, 10 to 12 hours, so it's nice. Perfect RPG length of, like, let me get in what I like. Let's get the nuts and bolts of this story. The art style is terms of pixels, but, like, really cool animated pixel where your character is doing really cool action poses, and all the attacks are really stylized, and the chaining of all these abilities was where I got really interested in, where one of the abilities was raise your shield. Another ability was raise your shield based on how much damage you did the previous turn. Or the final attack is do the amount of damage based on how big your shield is. So it's kind of like, all right, they definitely want you to play with the compounding powers and how can I min-max this and kind of like really break the game. And since there's four different weapons down the road with the instruments, I think there's going to be a lot of variety and specific scenarios that you can use the bass versus the acoustic versus the electric piano. So
nice.
I'm really hyped for it. And the 15-minute demo turned into like a half hour, and I was like, I'm just having the ball.
Yeah.
And they made all the music themselves. So.
Yeah, so this was debuted during the Future Games Show ahead of PAX... No, after PAX West last year or ahead? I remember watching from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It looks incredible. And yeah, I remember them noting the music. The music is killer.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I think that it seemed like they are former musicians, like professional musicians, I think.
They definitely know what they're doing.
Something like that. Yeah.
Because we were like talking about
bands and, yeah.
Because I was like, well, okay, well, how are you guys making these riffs? Like, is it digital? They're like, well, we do it and we put it through the computer.
Yeah.
So like they were being cheeky about it, but it was really cool that like people who know how to the ins and outs of music are now doing the ins and outs of a game.
Yeah.
So
super cool.
It's rad AF.
Sick.
Rad.
You played two video games?
I did.
Give me one.
Only one?
Well, then we can come back to you.
Oh, okay.
Give me one.
I'll start with a side-scrolling pixel art beat-em-up from Dental Cake is the dev. The game is called Obsolete Souls Zero, Episode Zero, Operation Haiti.
That's a video game title.
Yeah. Obsolete Souls, I said zero one too many times.
Ah.
Obsolete Souls, Episode Zero, Operation Haiti. Made an RPG called Obsolete Souls, and this is just
an additional thing.
Yeah, like bringing more life into the world.
So Obsolete Souls.
Yeah. But it's like that was an RPG. This is a beat 'em up. Mm-hmm. And
cool.
When I was watching it to see it, because Baron from Level Up was like, hey, you should go check this out because it's super dope. And he was pitching to me, he's like, hey, do you like Streets of Rage? Yes. Do you like Double Dragon? Of course. How do you feel about Devil May Cry? He's like, I'm real bad at it, but I enjoy it. And it's, like, fast. It's smooth. How's that emergency taste, Mike?
Yeah, just, if you hear me making weird noises, I'm nursing this emergency. It's fucking awful.
Yes, the raspberry, I think, tastes great.
I think it's like, good if it's like, ice cold water.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like,
it has. You also have to chug it, dude. Like, you can't nurse these.
I can't do that.
Nah, you gotta do the best you can.
It has the texture of milk, but fruity.
Mmm.
Yeah.
You want strawberry?
I'm so curious how the way your brain works.
I mean, you know, milk kind of sucks.
It does, right?
But chocolate milk.
Nah, fuck chocolate milk. Milkshakes.
Okay.
Who doesn't love sugar with anything?
But as long as the milkshakes don't taste too milky.
We had this conversation today, I feel like.
Because we had milkshakes last night.
So you don't like malts.
I don't know
what
that is.
I like a thick shake with two C's.
What's a malt?
The malt are typically more milky, unless I'm incorrect on that.
I don't know. Like,
you know
malt
what I do
balls?
Know, though?
Damn. Like, in comment for the algorithm about malt. What do you like?
I like beat 'em ups.
Cool.
Beat 'em ups.
Yeah, and so it is. It's fast. It's stylish. There's a huge combo system, like Devil May Cry. What I really, really love about it is a Haitian-American dev team.
Love
that. And the game is celebrating Haitian culture and the Haitian music and everything. It's similar. The reason why I love it so much is similar to like A Space for the Unbound, where they celebrated, I'm gonna get it wrong,
Indonesia.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Indonesian culture and like a slice of life where you learn about different culture or whatever. They're gonna do the same thing here, and it's just it's a fun time. I got my ass kicked, but I had a fun time doing it. Mm-hmm. It is difficult, and the really cool thing is they launched their Kickstarter today, I believe, to help finish the game, even though he was like, we're going to put it out anyway. Mm-hmm. A lot of the project funding is going to go for Hope for Haiti, a cause. So,
oh, cool.
Amazing.
I love when devs do that, similar to, like, oh my god, Dog,
the Corgi
Short Hike,
Corgi Hike.
Cozy Corgi, whatever.
I'm
where
pretty
they
sure
donate
that.
Things like animal shelters.
They're
or
here.
Yeah, they are here. And I love how they've been doing that for like 5 years. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Any dev team that wants to give back with their game is awesome, and the team is super excited and energetic about it. And it's just a fun beat 'em up. We need more beat 'em ups.
Yeah, beat 'em up.
Exactly. It's a good time.
Kyle, beat me up.
No, I can't punch you. I can kick you.
Okay.
Hi-ya.
It's just like that character from that. Anyway, it's called A Corgi's Cozy Hike.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we were close.
We got the words.
Also, there's three characters to choose from. One's like the princess of this world, and I forgot who the other two are, but each character is like your difficulty. So, like, one is for like easy players. It's not that hard to kind of like control. Medium, super hard, like very intense combos. So, like, that's kind of how they're going that way, at least it seems. It's a good time.
Cool.
Very small booth, small team.
And safe to assume the RPG is out.
I believe the RPG is already out, yes.
And this is upcoming.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Say the name one more time.
Obsolete Souls.
Okay.
Episode 0, Operation Haiti.
Obsolete Souls is the series.
Yep.
Gotcha. Sick.
Yeah.
See, I kind of cheated last time. I gave two games.
That's fine, because you're the guest. You're special.
Hey, Mike, you do.
Hold
what
on,
you
Mike. Was there a game you saw that looked cool that you didn't play?
Listen, there were so many games I saw that looked great. The Sonic tabletop game. I've been getting a lot of targeted ads about that. That's what I'm like, oh,
I have to, and I literally told them that. I went to the booth, and
they know
like,
what they're doing.
I see your ads.
They know what they're fucking doing.
Yep.
I don't know. It's been tough to like really the way I do PAX nowadays is very chaotic and different, I guess.
Yeah, but like you're hardcore working with a team that's showing.
Yeah,
games,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, I mean like it's a bunch of familiar faces. Like Venture to the Vile continues to look incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for their launch.
May
7th or 9th. I think
Animal
World's
9th.
So I think they're 7th. I mean, yeah, we talked about. Keep talking about Animal Well. Looks incredible. Star Scramble Crossing. We linked up with them again.
Harry and I played for a little bit.
Yes,
we did. Oh, yeah, I still got to play that.
Absolute banger.
Is
that related to Star Cross?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a very chaotic puzzle game, like Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the wrong game.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Lucid, just like looking from a distance, like
Lucid.
Yeah, Eric needs to answer my fucking DM and give me a hug before I leave Boston.
Yeah, get out of that hotel room, Eric.
Yeah, fucking
these Apogee people.
Apogee's great.
I'm teasing. Yes, Apogee's great. Obviously,
Apogee. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm not leaving.
Let me in. Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff. I'm hoping, I keep saying this, but I hope I have some time tomorrow to go hands-on with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's also just like I'm fried and like I mentally don't know if I could hold a controller.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What do you got?
You want to talk about fried? I love that you say that you're fried and you can't hold a controller, because the last two games that I played today, that was my state.
Yeah.
So let me apologize to Forest Hills.
Okay.
And to Deathbound.
Full disclosure, Mike Townsend here, Kyle Stevenson, Tape Multimedia, and Undaunted Games are vicarious PR clients. Asa, continue. Mike and Kyle are going to stay silent.
Yeah. So, I had a lot of fun playing those games. I was dead inside. So, if, you know, devs, people working, if you saw me and it looked like I was not enjoying myself, I was. I just, my soul was gone. Yeah, Four Souls was fun. I'm all for the 4v1, 5v1. I'm not a huge, spooky, scary game person, but put me in a convention floor with thousands of people, and I don't feel so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun, and I was able to just run around and hit a fire ghost with a pipe, and I had a good time.
Hell yeah.
But Deathbound, that one was a lot of fun, and that's where I really felt the guilt of I've got some RBF. And I promise you I'm having a good time. I promise you. Because I'm a huge Souls fan, and I love the spin that they put on the Souls-like game. You know, I'll play just about anything that takes up that format. But I love the spin that they did of let's put all of these characters into one, and you just switch in between them. And not only that, but the Souls that you're picking up might not really connect with each other. They might be enemy factions. So if you're playing with one, and they've got I can't remember the names because of my mental state, but the one with the white garb, they are like a religious sect, you know, they're kind of like the Knights Templar, they got that vibe going. If you are playing as the roguelike looking person with the daggers, they don't fuck with you, you know, so, and the way he was describing it, and I actually went and tried it, if you walk up to the ghosts that are there, as the Templar person, they're like, oh, wow, I thought you died. How are you, friend? But if you roll up, because I died quite a bit, if you roll up as the little thief-looking person, they are like, let's attack. Mm-hmm. We hate this person. Mm-hmm. If you start to walk up and you switch, they don't trust you. And that little bit of detail I thought was so cool. So, like I said, give me that Soulsborne feeling, but put a new spin on it, and I'm there. I'm there. And let me just shout out to my sister, that mage with that beautiful white fro, throwing the Kamehameha ice ball. That was incredible. Nice. I want to see more Deathbound. That's what I want.
Hooray! I will say yay.
Me too.
No one else say a damn word.
Thumbs up.
Vicarious not kill got me in my body. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, moving
Harold.
On. Speaking of Harold, have you heard of
this? You were about to say Harold Halibut. It's here.
I was going to say Harold with the Purple Crayon, but, you know.
Is that a game?
It's a children's book.
Sure. Okay. Transitioning away from that. Have you guys heard of the game called Rusty Rabbit?
I passed by it today. It looked sick.
Rusty Rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine a world where humans have left thousands of years ago. And for some reason, rabbits are the dominant force now.
This is fiction.
Yeah. However, it's not a comedy. It is a hardcore game where you play as a little runny bunny in a
little runny
a little runny bunny But instead of playing as the bunny, you're playing as the bunny inside a mech suit.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Right. Like, wait, I'm like.
On. What was that other game?
Fist.
No.
Oh.
There's a game that we play that you love.
Head on Shoulders or. No.
Oh. The.
Shoulders of Giants.
Like Shoulders of Giants. Yeah.
Shoulders
yeah.
of Giants.
Similar.
Hey, Gabe. You ever play that? Like the full.
I play the new demo. It's rad AF, but time is a flat circle, and I don't have time for anything.
It's out.
It is. Yeah, it's been out since probably last fall, September-ish.
Early access still?
It's definitely on Epic Games. That was something. But while we transition out of that. Yeah, so this is, at first, I saw the rabbit, and he was doing, it was a highly photorealistic, like, cutesy-wootsy rabbit with a, like, red bomber jacket with, like, the puffs on the shoulders. And I'm like,
cool,
this rabbit looks so effing cool. It almost looks like smoking a cigarette, but it's a carrot.
Yeah, it's like, not the cooler than cigarettes.
But it's not a cigarette.
Well, hold on. I don't approve of that.
There's nothing cooler than carrots.
There we go.
Yeah, it's good for your skin health. I'm pretty sure.
There was that...
carotene, right?
Carrots are good for your eyes.
There's that Clive Owen film. I will think carotene and carrots are related.
There's the Clive Owen film where he eats a bunch of carrots. No.
Oh god, their conversation is completely different than ketamine.
No, he's talking about the Clive Owen movie where
Clive
he eats
Owen
carrots.
Movie, he eats carrots so he can shoot people.
I'm pretty sure it's Shoot 'Em Up.
Is it Shoot 'Em Up? There's the My Chemical Romance song, House of Wolves, is featured in that off Black Parade 2013.
Well, there's also this one episode of Scrubs where this guy was eating carrots, snacking on carrots, and drinking tomato juice, and his skin was orange.
Oh. Yeah, the red.
I ate too much sweet potatoes as a baby, and I had orange skin for like 4 weeks.
That's the thing that can really, if you eat too many carrots, your skin turns yellow. If you consume too many tomatoes, your skin turns red.
Yep.
That's why
Is that scurvy also?
I don't know.
I thought scurvy's
a lack of vitamins.
Yeah, but you also turn like.
Oh, you turn a color because you're just depending on the vitamins that you're losing. I also thought scurvy was just a pirate thing.
I mean, the pirates definitely own it, you know?
Yeah, they do.
They definitely like.
We need to get to Harry's rabbit.
Really quickly.
No, I like this tangent.
January 2023.
Wait, what? What's January?
1.0 or
I mean buy now base game $20
yeah, so we must have seen it like 3 years ago.
No, not
the
Epic Game Store.
Okay,
so we must have seen it in 2021 then.
Must have been.
Time's a flight.
Yeah,
we saw it, I think. What was it, Playing NYC?
We saw it twice.
Yeah, Playing
NYC. So it's probably 21, 22 and it came out 23.
Yeah.
Wild.
Rabbits.
Yeah, so yeah, Rusty Rabbit. Like the conceit is you're playing as a rabbit in a mech suit. And each of the levels have a theme. So, like, it could be a mechanical warehouse. It could be a mountain, snow top, whatever. But the areas are generated, and it becomes a roguelite where you're traversing through levels, in air quotes, until you are comfortable enough that you've accumulated enough resources, coins, energy, etc., to bring back to your home base. From there, I'm not super sure what happens because the demo is like, you just play until the game explodes and whatever. So it's like you play as much as you want, then walk away. But the loop of finding your way through the area, the different weapons you can use in the mech is like a grapple, a regular sword thing, a missile thing. But then you can also do like a dash where you gain momentum and then you can kind of almost platform to certain areas. Yes, Kyle. I mean.
Yes, Kyle.
Hi. Yes, hi.
That was slow.
I'm going to defer to Mike.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
No breaking.
Mike, not Kyle. It's
what outlet are you from, real quick?
The Indie Council.
Okay, thank you.
2D platformer, right?
2D platformer, yeah.
Saw it in passing.
Okay. Yeah, 2D platformer, it is pretty much just like a left to right thing. There's wall jumping. Like, I was surprised how many different ways to traverse there were. But that might be because someone was playing this for hours and hours throughout the day.
Sure.
There is progression in terms of a skill tree, but I didn't really mess with that since I was more focused on like experiencing the gameplay in terms of maneuverability and combat. Now, the combat is very, very simple. but the animations look pretty cool where they're all bugs, but robot bugs. Mm. So that was a... Mm. I'm curious how that dives into the lore, because other than just knowing that it's rabbits have control of the world, I'm not really sure what's beyond that. But I was very impressed with the fluidity of the gameplay. The game itself in motion looks a little muddy, so maybe it's still in the works. The audio didn't work, so I heard nothing.
That's
bummer. So, yeah, I was curious if it was going to be, like, side comments.
Firsthand, I know booth woes all too well.
It's totally okay. And let me just say that, 9 times out of 10, I'm not putting the headphones on anyways.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, I don't want people's nastiness. So, if there's no sound, but I'm still having fun, your game's
good. Yeah, and I think what it did was it immediately caught my attention, the game. I played it, and I'm more positive than what I was before I started discovering it, which I think is, like, the goal of a good demo, so.
Yeah.
And I hope to see more of it. And just to shout out the game dev, it is Nitro Plus from the publishers of SoFun.
SoFun.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely one of my, like, whoa, what is this game moments.
Awesome.
So, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
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 Carito.
All right, Mike.
It's me. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Appreciate you, Justin.
How dare you?
Shout out to Justin Hyde.
You know, yeah, Justin.
Shout out to Justin. I miss you, buddy.
The creator of Hide and Seek.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Hide and Seek.
I saw.
Yeah,
they got picked up by Daedalic.
Yeah, and they're awesome. A lot of people have been playing the game every time I walk by. So
yeah.
Hooray!
It's been great seeing them.
I played a game called Legends of Starcadia from Doom Turtle. Devs that made Ember Knights. Mm. I walked up. I was like, "Oh, this looks like an RPG. My jam. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to you. Yeah. Think Super Mario RPG combat, where you have to stay involved, similar to like Sea of Stars, like where you pick an action. There's bonus things to make you do double attacks or more damage, whatever. Yeah. And the world, he sold it on me immediately. He was like, take the Goonies, which is my favorite movie ever, and mix it with Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And yes, please. Because it's the kid who gets transported into an alien world, and he gets these colorful characters, and the game is so gorgeous. I don't think there was too much audio. There are no headphones or anything, so I couldn't really hear it in action. But it's from the items to the attacks to the characters to the enemies. It was just so vibrant and charming and colorful. I loved every second of it. The combat was fun. The skills were awesome. The little mini games of pressing the action button to continue your attack or do double up or extra healing all felt great. One thing that I noticed that this game did that I wish all turn-based RPGs did, or it's a feature that I love, is when an enemy is planning to attack, it will tell you who it's targeting and how much damage their attack is going to do to that character. So it adds a level of strategy. Okay, do I need to heal him now, or am I going to lose a character? Can I buff him up, debuff the enemy, whatever? It's very, very cool. And at the end of it, I was like, I can't wait to play more. And then he turned on the, I think it was just like play competitive mode or whatever it was. And it's literally just one of the combat mini games, and you just got to time it and try to get the high score. Mm. And I did it like 20 times because it was just a dopamine. Like, I got to do it. It said the high score of 20. I got to 10. And he was like, that's really impressive for, like, just starting out. It's like, you don't understand. I see 20. I need to get to 20. And I just kept going, 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 going. It's really, really cool. They just announced it this week, and it's here. It's definitely the highlight, I think, of all the games I've played so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Hooray.
Hooray.
I will say, when I was walking around, another one I noticed that caught my eye, and something that's weird and, like, not something we typically talk about on the show. We like weird games, obviously. Yeah. I need to revisit the booth. I couldn't really comprehend what was going on. But it was, like, a different take on air hockey. It was, like, a neon glowing air hockey. And when I say air hockey, it was a physical table.
Oh.
Like,
really?
Sort of. Obviously, it was like more towards the tabletop,
sure,
sort of area.
Sure.
I want to go back to that booth because it just looked really interesting. I'm assuming a different take on air hockey.
Okay.
Forgot the folks' name. Talk about it tomorrow.
TBD.
TBD. What you got?
That's all I played.
Well, gamer.
We got awards to give out tomorrow, y'all.
Oh, I got like eight more, but
no, I know. Oh, I'm just saying out loud, like.
Yeah. We also got to figure out logistics.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. We asked the panelists last night how they feel about this PAX. Mm-hmm. The general consensus seems like it's a weirder PAX. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about this PAX?
You know, at the top of this, we said it feels like a continuation. In the social aspect, it feels like a continuation. If we're talking about the show floor and the people that are here and just how it's operating this year, it is a weird one. There are things that I feel like are working well. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of great games here. That's one thing. I feel like the games this year, they're popping for me more than they did last year. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of great fun last year. There's nothing against those games. There were some really good ones. But I feel like, generally, overall, I didn't have as many down moments as I did last year playing games.
Sure.
Because I can easily think of a good handful last year. I'm like, oh, you know, that just wasn't for me. Even if a game this year isn't my style.
Yeah.
You know, like, Forest Hills isn't necessarily my style, but I still had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there, I haven't had an experience where I'm like, yeah, I don't. I have not said that once.
Sure.
And
like, to just add to that, there have been plenty of times I was playing a demo and I left before the demo was over. You know what I mean? Like before the timer, like or the devs like, hey, demo's over. Like, there's been plenty of times I played it and within a few minutes I'm like, alright, I had a taste and not make the thing and gone.
Yeah.
So far the three games I played, that was not the case. I was like involved the whole time.
Yeah, and you know what, like, to that, to go the other direction, there have been three games this year that I went way past the time.
Sure.
And they're like, hey, we only had 30 minutes and you've been here for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, why didn't you kick me out?
Yeah.
I'm just having a good time. Mm-hmm. So it's this weird juxtaposition of solid, solid games, wonderful people, but then structurally, it's like someone's using Lincoln Logs, they should be using Legos. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I love that. That was a really good one.
Yeah, because we were talking about last night, not to like beat a dead horse, but like you feel Devolver not being here, you feel Eastbird not being here, like some of those staple publishers that you pretty much expect to automatically have a presence out of PAX, just not around. And that's not to discredit like Dread XP, New Blood, some of these like Toge, like some of these killer publishers that are like doing some of the most interesting things in the indie space, or just the industry in general, especially with those three I just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That big hallway in the middle is getting bigger bigger every year.
Yeah. I also want to shout out Freedom, because Freedom's
great.
Shout out to Dez.
Love you, Dez.
Dez is amazing.
Handled like the booth and stuff. Like,
yeah, I know.
They have like 15 games that they're showing off. Like, insane.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I think either tomorrow or Sunday they're doing giveaways. So,
yo, Dez, hook me up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was like. I'm like, you always got the hook up, Dez. Right? Yeah. Right?
Legitimately one of my favorite people in the industry.
Yeah.
Fucking love her.
Mm-hmm. But to go back to, you know, like the way things are kind of like structured and the lack of presence.
Yeah.
You know,
to be clear, not a bad thing.
No.
I feel like we need to keep saying that. Like, this is not bad. It's just weird, different.
Yeah, I feel like it's what this has been. This has been like a projected change over maybe like the past 5 years. Because, you know, I remember the time where they're like, oh, PlayStation, Xbox, like they're not here. Nintendo's presence is very lackluster, and that's just kind of been like continuing. And then I feel like, you know, as like the big titans were leaving, you started to see more of like, now we're expecting Devolver. Like, they're the big titans.
Yeah.
They're going to pick the slack.
Yeah, they're going to pick up the slack. And whereas we had that last year, not having it this year, and then you starting to see like big displays of companies you have no idea who they are. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of giving me the vibes of, is this why E3's gone? You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily... Like, I do feel like it's a PAX problem, but I feel like it's more of an industry problem more than it is just an isolated incident here.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't help that this week, like, literally today was the end of GDC officially.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't help with that.
They gotta stop doing that.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know too many people that have been doing
the poor folks that leave there and come straight here for another 4 days.
Yes. Like, doing the gauntlet is just unfair. Yeah.
Well, it's also, like, how many people can be spread thin before things start tearing through the space.
And it's,
we were talking to Blessing earlier. He had something before GDC.
Yeah, he had a preview event.
A preview event, then had to go to GDC, and then had to come here. So it's like...
And put on a mixed showcase.
Right. So it's not like these people, you know, we're just going to the two events. Like, there's other things going on.
Absolutely.
Like, there's got to be some...
Dude, you know, like, behind the scenes, like... Next week I'm launching a game. The week after that I'm launching two others. Like, there's always something happening. It's just like...
So just be mindful, at least of other events.
Like, at least of other events. Because it is too much. And yeah, it doesn't help with... You know, we're all feeling it to some degree. It doesn't help with the burnout.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help with the exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we all love the hustle. We love the grind. But, like, we're getting old.
I like sleep, too.
We do like sleep. And
I saw that golf car up there on the second level. I was like, hey, to Harry, can we just borrow that tomorrow?
And it's no secret that it's expensive to do these shows.
Yeah. Very expensive.
So, like, you know, you have to kind of pick and choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's going to turn into is no one's going to want to do the battle to begin with.
Yeah. Wrong. Harry, you have a bunch of other games to set.
I sure do, sir. So one game that I thought was pretty rad AF was the game Duck Paradox.
Ooh.
Yes, so it is a game in early access currently.
Okay.
By a Magic Games, which is a developer in Europe who's still in school, which I thought that was rad to hear too. So that was actually super
shout
fun.
Shout out to Helly Nebus. Jiwoo, what up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
where
you said Duck what? Paradox?
Paradox, yeah. So it's essentially, it's like a rogue-like where you are a professor or a doctor, like a scientist, who really likes ducks. And you've somehow figured out a way to go to other dimensions, and you want to save as many ducks as you can. But since you're in these rifts, anti-ducks are here to kill you, which are just ducks that look derpy. In terms of, like, prism-like? I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's like, they almost look like virus ducks.
Oh, okay.
You know, like that's probably the easiest way. That they're glitchy, and they're like, ah, we gotta get rid of you. So you are going through these, like, created levels, and there's about 25, they said, where you go from point A to point B, where the duck is, bring the duck back to the vortex. Once you do that, a green circle emerges and you have to kill a certain amount of the bad ducks before you die. But the conceit with all this is, with you shooting the bullet, if you don't hit one of the ducks, the bullets will continuously bounce around the area.
Oh,
so you have to now be careful with your shooting, and then if you F up, you have to be like, alright, well, now I have my bullets I gotta keep track of. So then every level you complete, you get like a bonus that you get to choose from, whether it's like more health, more power, more speed stuff, more boosts. And it was really fun to play. It was definitely a new muscle to flex in terms of the roguelikes and being mindful of how you're shooting instead of just doing chaotic shooting like most roguelikes where you're just like, I'm just going to spam the shoot button. Hopefully I get lucky. So that was really intriguing. What I did notice is it was supposed to be a 15-minute demo. I played for like 35 minutes, so that's been the theme of the day. I did notice, like, a lot of the levels started repeating already, and I'm like, oh, boy. But it was cool that, at least with the different power-ups I got, it made each level feel fresh enough. And I don't expect this to be a 400-hour game, but I could definitely see myself sinking in like, a couple weeks on it and be like, all right, let me see how far I can get. Let me see if I can get all 25 in a run and go from there. So I'm definitely going to pick this up whenever I have time in the future. And it's only like $10 now on early access. So
who's making it?
It is Magic Games.
Magic Games.
Yeah, so, and it's really like cool pixel art. Seems like a cool vibe. Music seems rad. Heck yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be terrible at that game. I'm not accurate when it comes to shooting in video games.
Well, and it's hard. Like, so I went like towards the end of day two of PAX. The furthest someone got was 7 rounds. And I was like, I got 6. And they're like, oh, you're really doing it. I'm like, no, I'm going to mess up eventually. And then immediately I die. I'm like, well, there we go. But yeah, it was really cool. And it was one of those games where you lose, game over. And you're like, yeah, I'm absolutely not going to put the controller down. I'm going to do it again and see what happens and see what other abilities are. Because the abilities, almost every time I got different abilities. So that's at least a cool part where, yeah, some of the levels repeated, but there must be well more abilities than where the amount of levels there are. Mm-hmm. So, and it's quick play. So, and they confirm Steam Deck. So I'm like, hell yeah, sweet. Let's do it. So get hyped.
Get hyped.
Your Harry phone got hyped. Concludes. Yeah, my phone got hyped and fell down.
Well, you're the only one that played any other games.
Oh, well, I can keep going.
Give me 2 more, if that's okay. If you want to do more, go for it.
He's like, actually, now I just want to give you 1 more. Jeez.
Kinda. No, we'll do 2.
I'm just thinking about everybody's sanity and exhaustion levels.
I will be concise and say 2. I don't think I know the names of the developers, so.
You say the name, and I will look it up.
So, Let's Revolution. I think it's Rock. Or
Buck.
Block.
Buck.
Bach. Book.
Buck.
Book.
We'll get there.
It's 4 letters. I apologize. The game's great. So Let's Revolution is just a game where it's a similar to Minesweeper as well as defeat all the enemies on a grid kind of thing, where each character has their own set of abilities. One could be like a sneaky character. One could be more of a brawler. And the goal is to find the king who you're trying to rise against because he's a bad guy who's being douchey.
Good bad?
Yeah.
Rise against.
Rise against the douchey. I love that band.
The art in that game is incredible.
Oh my god, it's so pretty. Yeah, yeah. It's like
Let's Revolution yesterday.
It's like really nice animation style where it's really vibrant colors. Each area is a distinct like vibe, so that you might have the sand place that looks like it's from the skies, or a forest place, or an arid desert place, and it's really vibrant, poignant colors. They are getting their console release in a few weeks. I think it's April 11th.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask. It's like, I knew it's a 2023 joint on PC, but cool,
yeah.
Consoles.
Yeah, so it's coming to everything.
And the studio that did it worked on Spider-Verse.
Yeah, so oh, like, cool. Like they can make the animation look really cool.
Looks so good.
How did it feel? I'm assuming you played with the controller. How did it feel with the controller?
Fine. I would have never thought it was a PC-only game beforehand.
Cool. It just seemed like just...
I can totally see it being like a clicky game, but you're just doing up, down, left, right for the vast majority of the movements. And it was really cool because you're almost doing deductive reasoning. Like Minesweeper, like, all right, I have 2 safe spaces here. I have 4 spaces here. How can I make sure I don't mess up too many times in order to kind of advance the game? So there was like 5 levels in the demo, and it was quick enough where you figured out the map, the how to play it. But then by the end, you're like, all right, now I get the patterns of the Minesweeper, because I've never liked Minesweeper, but this was a better version of Minesweeper, loosely inspired. And then you can upgrade weapons, like a typical like light RPG. And it was really fun. It was maybe 20 minutes overall.
Cool.
And the development team was really nice. And they were kind of explaining like, yeah, like we're even having fun still trying to figure out like when you get in this scenario, sometimes you're just totally effed and you can't figure out how to do it. But there's always a way to do it. It's just every move at that point is super precious. You make one mistake, you're done. So I really liked it.
Yeah, it's been on my radar. I really want to pick it up. It seems like a great deck game.
Oh, for sure. That's why I'm like, give me that Switch or deck, whatever. I'm giving. Anyway, moving on. And then the last one, which I feel like some of us have played, or I just remember it from a Nintendo Direct, Zoe Be Gone by PM Studios.
Oh, hey, Harry, guess what? That was the showcase game.
That's what. See,
March. So it's a new name.
Yeah,
it was just Zoe.
That's why I'm like, why am I having such a brain fart on
this? Guess what? We all played it.
Yeah, okay. So Harry's thriving today. That's why I'm like, why do I know this game?
Yeah, Zoe Be Gone. Yeah, still
so,
rules.
So Harry. Ass. So yeah, 100% agree with everything we've already said.
Well, it's been a while.
So it's pretty much you take down, and like you are playing as this triangular creature who is pew-pewing.
Let's start over. It's a shoot. It's a shoot kind of, or a twisted shooter.
Yeah, where the art.
To be clear, I like pew-pew-pewing.
Sure.
Okay.
My favorite genre.
Where the art style is, you are pretty much like on a reel with paint.
Yeah.
I think that's mm-hmm. the general mm-hmm. just. Yeah, and then the boss is literally a painter's hand with a paintbrush, and you're like, all right, how do I survive and get to the next level?
Maybe that's what the name is. Maybe the artist is Zoe.
Zoe, yeah, Zoe Be Gone.
And you're saying Be Gone. You're fighting the artist.
That probably yeah. totally is.
That's cool.
I am blanking on his name, and I'm so sorry. I met him last year at West. Oh. Delightful.
Amazing.
Also, very tall human.
And a very great game.
I don't think he's here.
Which you can also see at youtube.com/61dindy and the showcase.
March 2023. Yeah. That's where Zoe was.
Okay.
But 61dindy.com/showcase if you want to watch the March 2024 showcase. That is even more great games. Man. Speaking of which, Antipaint just came out recently.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I got picked that up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thumbs up. In case you didn't already know.
I will say something, a priority game I want to hit tomorrow at some point, speaking of PM Studios. You all right, Harry?
I can't believe I forgot that.
It's day 32.
I mean, we have like 100 games under our belt. Like,
yeah.
We officially crossed 100
games.
Yeah,
so. Damn, that's why I can't believe I forgot that. I'm sorry.
Speaking of PM Studios, I'm blanking on the name of the game, but they have that like yo-yo GBA.
I have a game.
Did you play it, Harry?
I was waiting online, but Pipstrello and the Cursed Yo-Yo.
Yeah, I really want to
play
that.
I want to play it tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to hit that. And I forgot, just because they're right across from our booth, I think Joseph mentioned it last night. Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking cool. I was chatting with the dev a little bit. It looks stellar.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Juice?
Hold on. What movie? Who starts in it?
Tupac.
There it is.
Yeah. Juice World, RIP.
For real, though.
Yeah, dude.
I also like Capri Sun.
This is where it's like, we need to wrap this up.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 183 of the 6-1 IndieCast, day 2 of PAX East. We will be back tomorrow for day 3 of PAX East. Who will be here? You'll have to listen to find out.
You can't tell me you don't like Capri Sun.
No, I love Capri Sun. What's the go-to flavor, Harry?
All of them. I like the grape. The grape's really
good.
Because
no one knows their names because they're so ridiculous.
Pacific Cooler is the only one I know.
But that's the, like, their go-to one for everything.
Yeah.
Are they even still around? I thought they got, like,
oh, hell yeah, they are. They have a partnership with Nintendo. They're, like, on the front of the Capri Suns now. Oh, yeah, it's weird.
You know there's Sunny D, like, vodka now or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and it looks just like Sunny D, and I'm like,
dangerous.
Some kid's gonna drink no-no juice and get in a lot of trouble.
Arizona iced tea, also.
They have alcohol version of it?
It's like White Claw, except Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dangerous.
Drink responsibly.
Pew, pew, pew.
And with that, drink responsibly. Good night. I don't condone cigarettes, just to be clear.
Thank you.
Eat carrots. Thank you, Clive Owen. This one's for you. And Juice World. And Tupac.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tupac.
VGHS?